Episode 3299, Fan the Flame.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I'm so glad you're here. I just want you to know, I so appreciate you. Thank you for stopping by when you do on the days that may seem crazy. And I just want you to know today, I want to inspire your heart. I want to ignite your dream. It's time to fan the flame. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Okay, well, I just got to tell you, we have so much going on. Oh, yes, if I haven't told you, okay, let me go through this real quick because I want to fan the flame for you. Seriously, I do. And in doing so, it's helping me help you, and that means changes are coming to Create Your Now. Now, as you know, we've got the TV show. You can go still to pray.com, the app. We are there. We're there every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, if I can say it right, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. And on top of that, we're also on the walk.tv on Tuesday evenings, and we're also on KCHF-TV, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we're launching this week Inspiration TV, which is a global ministry that actually goes live from the UK. I'm so excited. We are so blessed. And there's just so much happening. But with all of that, we're also revamping the website, which means you're going to be able to find all of the TV shows there. We're going to be launching the TV shows also on YouTube. So we'll get that schedule out here in the next couple of weeks. Bear with me because there's a lot happening. On top of that, with the revamping of the website, can I just tell you, be praying, like seriously, we've got some exciting things happening that involves opening up AIM, which means you and I get to come together more often along with your other sisters around the world. It's going to be incredible. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. We're also bringing in some surprise things. I'm not going to let you in on that, but I got to tell you, yesterday, I got good news. And so be praying with me that that good news gets to be better news, that we can hit the ground running in basically about 2 weeks. Yes, it is exciting, but you know what? Isn't that what dreams are all about? And I'm just thrilled that you and I get to spend our time together. We get to walk in our everyday together. And when we're faced in a world with distractions and disappointments, because we have our fair share, it's all too easy to feel that flicker of our passions diminishing, right? And it just, they just dim. The dreams go away. But I know you've got dreams and desires. I know you've got those goals within you. So stoke the embers of your passion and fan the flame. Because as you know, life is a journey. And it's a journey of ups and downs and all arounds and twists and turns. And then sometimes you're like flat on your face going, okay, now what? And it is during these challenging moments that we truly test our determination and commitment. Are you really ready for what's to happen? And I know right now, as I was looking back over the last 9 years and working on Create Your Now and all the podcasting and everything, I'm like, you know what? There are days, honestly, I wish I was a little further ahead. And some people are like, oh my goodness, Christiane, you're like way far ahead. You've established yourself. You have a following. You have people that you work with and that you minister to, and you have an outreach. And I'm like, yeah, but you know how you do those, you know, yeah, but then at the same time, you're like, but I know I'm supposed to be right where I'm at right now. And sometimes we forget that when obstacles arise or we run into brick walls, it's natural to question our path and contemplate giving up. However, it is precisely during these times that we have got to fan the flame of our dreams and keep pushing forward. So where are you today in your dreams? Is it still a dream? Has a dream changed? Is it on the back burner? It's okay if it is. I'm just asking you, where is it? Is it barely a spark anymore? But as you know, with a dream, you have to be persistent. Persistence is the backbone of success. And however you define that, I have so many colleagues that I work with and I'm a part of with a mastermind, and we all have a different definition of success. So however you view that, you got to have persistence. You got to keep going. It's that unwavering belief in your dreams and the commitment to overcome obstacles that truly propel you toward your goals. And when faced with setbacks or disappointments, you got to remind yourself of the reasons why you started on this path. Why did you take this leap? You've got to be one who says, I'm going to reignite that fire within me and reconnect with your passion, reminding yourself of the profound impact your dreams can have on your life and the lives of others, the world you touch. Remember, my friend, that progress often occurs in the small incremental steps. It's easy to become overwhelmed when looking at the big picture and feeling like you're not making significant strides. I get it. But any little bit of progress, any little bit is progress, no matter how small. So celebrate each milestone, no matter how minor or how big, and use it as fuel to keep moving forward. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And every step brings you closer to your dream, closer to you reaching your goals. And each experience, whether positive or negative, contributes to your growth and resilience, right? The door that opens or closes is one that, yeah, sometimes we need it to close in order to see the one that's open. And sometimes we need to fall down in order to say, oh my gosh, it was right here in front of my face. But you wouldn't have seen it had you not been flat on your face. I feel like I need to get an amen for that one. I mean, like seriously, fan the flame. And then I want you to think about who you're hanging out with. Like seriously, I have a core group of individuals, even my family. And I got to tell you, I don't tell my entire family everything. I've got a big family. I've got all the kids. That's enough. Got the hubby. And I don't tell everybody everything. Why? Number one, I would never get anything else done because I would keep telling the story over and over and over again. And the more I would tell the story, well, I wouldn't have time to work on what I needed to work on. So you've got to surround yourself with a supportive network of people who believe in you and also believe in your dreams and are willing to encourage you to persevere. If they don't meet all of those, don't talk to them. I love my family, but I don't tell my family everything. And it's not because they won't support me, but I know they're going to raise some issues that honestly, yeah, I don't have those conversations with them. And that's okay. But then there are some people in my family that, oh, yep, I let it all hang out. It's like, here you go. And I just give it all to them. I'm like, yeah, you can tell me to be quiet, but I'm not going to be because I need this. I need you to listen to me. I need to, you know, verbally process it out loud. So seek out those mentors. And you know what? Maybe your mentor is a person that you read in the book and you follow every single thing that he or she does. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's like-minded individuals that you know or don't know. Your mentor can be someone that you don't have a relationship with, but you feel like you know them because you're on their newsletter or you read all their books or you listen to their podcast and or, you know, you follow their, if they do research, you follow their research, right? Your paths cross and you follow that. And so if they can offer you guidance and inspiration, then allow them to be a part of your life. But if not, you don't have to be mean about it, but say, I love you, but not right now. I've got to focus on this. This is my season of life where I need to do some things. And sometimes it's a season of being quiet. Sometimes it's a season of waiting. Sometimes it's a season to say, this is my time. This is my happy place. Everything is starting to fall into place, but man, I am just going to be bombarded with everything. And I don't think I'm going to have enough time to do it all in. But you know what? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And my friend, that's where I'm at right now. I literally have a pile of things I have to do by the end of this week. And I'm like, how am I going to get it all done? But I'm not thinking at the end of this week. I'm thinking right now, right here at this moment. The only thing that matters right here in this moment is me recording this episode for you. Because your heart needs to hear this. Your mind needs to connect with your heart. And your heart needs to connect with that flame that God gave you. That's all that matters right now. And then when I'm done with this, okay, then I'll move on to the next thing. Check, check, check. And by the end of the week, hopefully, yes, I will get the majority of it done. But I don't look that far ahead. It's one step at a time. It's the miles of greatness. So literally, I live what I talk about. Because otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do it all. And sometimes we have to figure out, okay, what's the high priority and then what's a priority? There's a difference. Every day I probably have three major priorities. And if I get those done, it's a choo-choo, yes. Extra stars and bonuses for me. It's like I won the lottery, which I really didn't, but I can pretend. And then if I can get the other stuff done, it's bonus, it's bonus, it's bonus. So embrace the setbacks and failures as opportunities for growth rather than seasons to abandon your dreams. Allow people to come around you by permission, not because you have to, right? Connect with them. Literally have your mentors be someone who you want in your life at this particular time in your life. And you know what? You're going to face adversity. And you're going to discover your true strength and resilience during those times. Learn from your mistakes. Adapt your strategies, right? Be flexible and keep moving forward with a newfound wisdom and determination. Nourish your creativity. Find inspiration in unexpected places. If you're not looking for stuff, you're going to miss it. You will miss it. I was outside yesterday, and oh my gosh, it was so beautiful. I was a little chilly in the morning. I went and ran some errands, but man, I was like, boy, it feels so good. And I just put my feet in the ground, and I was like, this is beauty. Thank you, Lord, that it's warm enough that I can put my feet on the ground, and I'm not, you know, totally freezing like we were just about a week ago. Don't abandon your dreams. God put them there for a reason. So learn from your mistakes. Adapt new strategies. Keep moving forward. Nourish that creativity. Find that inspiration in unexpected places. Explore new avenues. Be open. Seek out experiences. Seek out help. Ask for help. Ask for things that will spark your imagination. I had an incredible conversation with three people. One was a couple, and then there was a single person. I don't know if she's married or not, but she's by herself. And we were at the bookstore. And let me just tell you a total sidebar here. If you've got a Goodwill bookstore around the corner and near you, go check it out. And if you don't, go to Amazon and look for the Goodwill stores. I'm serious. Because you might find some really good information in some of these books that you can read and take that will help to continually inspire you to take the next step forward. But I want you to remember this too. Because a lot of people don't talk about it. And usually you would say, oh, it probably falls on Wellness Wednesday, but not today. Above all, you need to take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. I could not be doing what I'm doing right now if I hadn't lost the weight I lost. Why? Because I need that energy level. Now, I'm very high energy. I go nonstop all the time. I don't need a lot of sleep. But let me tell you, when I do get my good sleep, when I'm not fighting with my body, oh, I'm unstoppable. And that's not putting myself on a pedestal. I just have even more energy and I'm even more driven. It's crazy. Yeah. Beware, because I am on a roll. And it's not because I've got butter on it. Yeah. That's an honor of my grandmother. That's for another episode though. But you got to take care of yourself physically, emotionally, mentally. And it's easy to neglect us, ourselves, right? It's an easy neglect our self-care when we're chasing after our dreams and chasing after the kids and the dogs and we're trying to cook dinner and we're trying to do the laundry and we're like, I can't do it all. I get it. But you can do more than what you think you can. And that's what you need to understand. But you've got to prioritize and maintain your well-being for long-term success, however you define it. So prioritize those self-care activities that will recharge your energy, that will reduce stress. Man, you know what? Two nights ago, I went to bed. Okay, are you ready for this? 9:30. Did you hear me? I know. It's amazing. And if you've been with me long enough, you know that's way early for me. You're like, were you sick? I wasn't sick. I went to bed and I was focused on writing my book. Yes, I told you I'm writing a book. It's coming out this year. It's exciting. And I've got a few things that I need to finalize to get off to the publisher so he can say, yes, no, we want you, we don't want you, yeah, whatever. So, you know, talk about a lot of self-induced stress here, but it's really not. It's this is what I want to say, and hopefully they're going to help me and they're going to say yes to me. And yes, we get to do life together. And we're going to get our first book as my own published book, you know, my own published book, because I've been a co-author to many books, but this is going to be for my book. So anyway, take a deep breath, right? Prioritize that time that you need. Recharge your energy, reduce your stress, foster that positive mindset. Nothing is impossible if you put your mind to it. And a lot of times we want it easy. And I'm here to tell you, life is not easy, but it's a lot of fun and it's an adventure. Are you ready for that adventure? So when you're at your best, right? You can face the challenges. You can face that adventure with a smile on your face, good or bad or ugly. And it keeps the flame of your dreams in front of you, burning brightly. So as you continue to pursue your dreams, it's essential to remember that the journey is not going to always be easy. It's not. But the challenges that make the destination will always be more rewarding because you're going to be like, yeah, I did it. I persevered through all of this. Let me tell you, I could be here for a few hours because my yesterday was full, very, very full, very, very productive. But if I told you all that went on during my yesterday, you'd be like, how are you even doing what you're doing now? Like, seriously, because I literally have that much going on. I'm still in repair mode for my home. And if you've been with me long enough, you know we had a water issue. And the water issue didn't go away. And we thought it went away, and it didn't. And it kept leaking, and it kept leaking. And then, just about 2 weeks ago, we had a freeze here, and it busted another pipe. Yes, again, more water. On the west wing, not the east wing. I'm like, are you serious? But I'm dealing with it. And guess what? I'm still smiling. And I'm still pursuing what I know God has put in my heart. Let me tell you, the reward is incredible, but you have to be willing to fan the flame. So stay persistent. Stay focused, my friend. Keep fanning that flame within you. Embrace the inevitable ups and downs and all arounds, the twists and turns, for they are a part of your story. And remember, my strength is my story. Yeah, by the way, sidebar here too. We're going to be bringing out back some interviews. I know a few of you have requested that, so we're going to do that, but we got to get a few things in motion before we do that. So we're probably looking at end of March into April, just so you know, if you're wondering. And with unwavering belief, that determination that I know you have that within you, and that persistence, you can overcome absolutely everything. You're an overcomer. So keep going, keep learning, and keep moving closer to your dream. You got this, and God's got you. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.